Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manihan City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of this land, we now know as Manihan. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manihan. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. Manihan Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manihan over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meeting procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and this can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologize for absence and granting of leave of absence.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I understand Councillor O'Brien will be attending. He's just running a bit late. So I don't know that we've recorded any apology at this stage.
No. Okay, item three, prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
Through you, Madam Mayor, we have two prior notifications. We have Councillor Jim Gourakostopoulos for item 9.1 concerning planning application PL14-024686, the interest being an indirect interest because of residential amenity. And we have Councillor Stephen O'Brien for item 10.1 concerning amendment C102, Montgomery Street proposal to rezone land, consideration of submissions, the interest being an indirect interest because of close association.
Thank you. Item four, confirmation of minutes of ordinary meeting of council held on 27th October 2015 and a special annual meeting of council held on 10th November 2015. Do I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Gourakostopoulos, seconded by Councillor Downey. Do you wish?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 27th of October 2015 and the special annual meeting of council held on the 10th of November 2015 be confirmed.
Thank you. Would you wish to speak for the motion? Councillor Downing? Okay. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 5, verbal questions from the public. Are there any questions registered for tonight?
Through you, Madam Mayor, we don't have any registered questions.
Thank you. Item 6, presentations. Is there any presentations?
No presentations, Madam Mayor.
Just like to remind Gary, we have a Councillor O'Brien attending the, join us for the meeting now. Item 7, petitions. 7.1, join later. Street tree in front of 9 Cortesla Court, Doncaster East, Kunan Wu. Do I have a mover for this motion? Councillor Haines.
Yes, I move that the petition received from 26 residents from East Doncaster opposed to the removal of a street tree at the front of 9 Cottesloe Court, Doncaster East, be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Do I have a seconder for this motion?
I'll second that one, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So second by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haines?
Nothing to add.
Councillor O'Brien. Anyone against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Let's carry it. Item 8, admission of urgent business. Item 8.1, we have an urgent business to deal with the Temple Store special charge scheme.
Madam Mayor, I have a conflict of interest. I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest, being that of an indirect interest of close association, and will be leaving the room for the duration of the item.
Please note, Councillor Kleiner has left the chamber. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Downey.
I move that Councillor Nix for consideration the following item of urgent business at item 15.1, Templestowe Special Charge Scheme, applications for review to VCAT.
Do I have a seconder? Second, Councillor Grivokostopoulos. Anyone against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 9. Oh, sorry. Councillor Kleiner has returned to the chamber. Item 9, planning permit applications. Item 9.1. Planning application PL14/024686, 185 to 187 Manningham Road, Templestowe Lower. Construction of a three-storey apartment building comprising 17 apartments above basement level car parking.
Madam Mayor, councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest on this item, being an indirect interest because of residential amenity, and I will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the item.
There's not Councillor Grivokostopoulos has left the chamber. Do I have a mover for this motion?
Of the recommendation be adopted.
And do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor Kleinert.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Goff.
Well, in absence of that, I think I do owe the application something to say. Madam Mayor, this particular application has come in looking at 17 apartments on about 1,300 or so square metres. The area is a very busy area, and it's part of our DDO areas for higher development. It's part of the areas that we've actually targeted in our planning scheme to put the higher density, that being along the main roads and around our shopping centres. And this is consistent with that. I do note that these particular blocks, and I've known them for probably about 60 years, but those particular blocks, have been there for a number of years, and the houses have been there, and it is the time for redevelopment of those particular homes. The properties next door have recently been redeveloped, and they're nearly finished, actually. And these ones here are going up, if the planning goes here, will be coming up right next door. And that whole little triangle has been zoned for that higher density, even the ones in behind, I believe, if I'm correct there, yes. even the houses behind this particular development are in that zoning for redevelopment. And it is good, because the residential amenity of anyone living on a main road, especially around a very, very busy intersection, is not great. In fact, it would be far better for apartments, and especially seeing that there's going to be basement parking, it's far better for people to drive in and then be able to drive out rather than what a lot of people try to do. I know it's illegal, but a lot of people try to drive into their driveway and back out, and that would be an impossibility at that particular thing. But also there's entrances and access from the next street in this particular case. The development does meet our guidelines in most parts. A lot of them, there's been a lot of writing in here and conditions and expansion of why it does fit and how it fits and all the rest. But indeed, this is an area that we have actually identified as having this development. The reason that we've done this is to cater for the development, to keep blocks further back from the main roads, not around shopping centres, and to protect them from this sort of development. So we've got the areas where we say, on our planning scheme, this is where we want to build, and we've got areas where we say, this is where we want things to stay the same, or the maximum you can do is a dual occupancy on those blocks. And this actually falls into that higher density along the main roads. So, Madam Mayor, I implore the councillors to support this because it is following our policies at council.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Anyone speak against? No, I put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. So Group of Gostopoulos has returned the chamber. Next one, item 9.2, planning application PL15/025480 for 1 to 41 Springvale Road, Dongvale, for buildings and walls associated with the construction of a new highball stadium, indoor recreation facility, and associated car park at the Mullen Mullen Reserve. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I second it? Second by Councillor Downing. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It is with great pleasure that I stand to speak to this particular item. This has been a centrepiece of this particular council for the development of highball facilities in our municipality. It's been a centrepiece of our budget and forward planning. This council has supported at numerous stages the development of this particular proposal. We have a significant shortage of these facilities in our municipality. Our council only owns 4 facilities. It's a grand total of 8 courts. We have joint use agreements with 4 schools, which add to that. But in the end, we are over 15 courts short in our municipality. It's a significant shortage. When we have teams such as Warrandyte with over 100 clubs, such as Warrandyte with over 100 teams and 1,000 members, Park Orchards, over 1,300 players, we have Bulleen, we have many, many other sports also who need highball facilities. We have badminton and gymnastics, both of which of sports are constrained by the size of their existing facilities. We have any number of people looking for highball facilities, and we are just so far short of what we need for our community. It is incredibly disappointing. But this council, supported by these councillors, has seen fit to approve a highball infrastructure plan. Part of that infrastructure plan is to build this stadium, to build 5 courts. And it's going to address another key shortage in our municipality, not just for basketball, ladies and gentlemen, but also for netball. Our netball competition in Manningham is very extensive, but they have no access to indoor courts for competition. A very disappointing situation for a key sport for women. We are proposing on a reserve, as in accordance with the management plan that this council approved for that reserve, to build a very significant facility. And not surprisingly, we have had some opposition from people who join that facility. That's to be expected, but we have chosen a location that has minimal interface with housing. We have a very limited number of houses interfacing with this particular site. There is one street with one collection of houses that are impacted. And it's a very difficult thing for those residents, and it's a difficult thing for me to be standing here saying that I think we should put this facility there. But in the end, there are limited places where we can put these facilities. We've taken great note of their concerns. We've worked very hard to address the issues raised by the objectives. We're investing significant funds in acoustics treatments to ensure that we have double skin concrete walls to prevent sound leaving the facility as much as possible. We're putting acoustic fences on their properties. We're enclosing all the plant and equipment. All of that is coming at cost to council, but we're doing that to try and minimise the impact on the adjoining residents. We've consulted far and wide on both the management plan and on the design of this facility. We have made sure that the setbacks on this particular facility are significant. They're over 13, nearly 14 metres from the neighbouring properties. In the end, there were 12 objections opposed to it, but we also had many, many, many notices of support, both through the management plan and through the public exhibition of this particular permit. We've dealt very well with car parking. We're going to have 547 car parking spaces on that site, which will more than deal with the traffic issues and the parking issues created by this facility and the many other facilities that already exist at this site. It's going to be a great boon to our municipality, a great thing for sport for people in our municipality, both young and old, and I ask my fellow councillors to support this proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
I'd like to endorse what Councillor McLeish has said and add a few more things. I've been a councillor now for 7 years, and in all that time, we've been trying to get more basketball stadiums. We unfortunately were not successful in getting the planning application through for the Coptic Church, which would have started us off with some more. But this is a really great result. We've got five courts seating, which will provide seating for 500 people. These courts will be suitable for table tennis, volleyball, basketball, netball, badminton, and badminton. I'm really pleased that with this lot of courts, we're going to have independent management, so all the clubs which Councillor McLeish nominated will be able to use these, and no one club will dominate. And I think that's important, that we have a facility that's there for all. I'm really happy with the colouring of the building. It's very sympathetic to the area, with concrete and shades of grey, and anodised aluminium honeycomb panels in shades of grey and subdued gold bushland, which will suit the gold bushland character. There will also, Councillor McLeish has mentioned parking, and there are times when that area is very heavy demand, when there's like a hockey final or something like that, but the clubs are going to collaborate so that at any one time there will only be one really big event on, so that parking will be okay. We have had extensive community consultation. I can remember Councillor Galbally and I attending one where there was quite a bit of opposition, but it's a credit to our officers that they've worked so hard with the residents and the architect, because I think he's worked hard as well. And I think, if I'm correct, Ms. Dominic, that we had no objections in the end? All objections were satisfied?
No, they didn't come to the submitters meeting.
Okay.
But their objections still stood.
The objections still stood. But but we've got to a really, really good place. As Councillor McLeish said, we're putting an acoustic fence at the back. We've already started planting some trees at the back, so to sort of break that between the houses and the courts. And I think altogether it's a great asset for Manningham and a great step forward for our highballs and players, and I'd ask you all to support the motion.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, amendment C102, Montgomery Street proposal to rezone land. Consideration of submissions.
Madam Mayor, I wish to, councillors wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of a close association, and I'll be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the term. My phone.
We'll call you when you can come back. Please note, Councillor O'Brien has left the chamber. Do I have a mover for this item? Move, Councillor Galbally.
I recommend that this motion be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Haynes. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I actually support this referral for the submission on the amendment C101 to the Manningham Planning Scheme, which proposes to change the planning controls at number 6 to 16 Montgomery Street. The amendment C102, which is what it would be called, and the draft planning permit were on public exhibition from 20th of August to the 1st October this year. The proposed rezoning and sale of the land aims to deliver residential development that caters for the underrepresented market in Manningham and assist in revitalising the shopping precinct, which it's in much need of. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Anyone speak against? Not put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.